Welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time, especially when we have these warm temperatures like we've been blessed with as of recent.
Boy, it's just gorgeous, or going to be just gorgeous. I really didn't even need my coat this morning.
No.
That was, but I have one on. Looking at your screen there, I see a little snow icon on Saturday.
Yeah, looks like some chances of rain begin Friday evening and then could be some snow come the weekend. Mm-hmm. So don't get too used to these warm temperatures.
Boy, I don't know if you've walked on your lawn lately, but I think I may not water this weekend now that I see that snow icon. But I was planning to water.
Yeah.
If we don't get some moisture, we really need moisture.
We do. David Lott from the Extension was saying yesterday we need to water our trees with our garden hoses a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I might do a little bit of that today when I get off of work. But
that's probably a good idea.
We'll see how the day shapes out. There's a lot that could happen between now and then.
That's right. Well, we had a council meeting last night.
Yes, yes.
Did you watch?
I did not. I did not, unfortunately.
Oh, you were basketball, weren't you?
High school basketball.
That's right. That's too bad that Paxton, unfortunately, didn't continue.
But at least North Platte St. Pat's got the victory. They'll head to the state tournament, so there is some positive.
Well, that's good. That's good, St. Pat's.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, council meeting, we had a lot about annexation last night.
That was
the majority of the meeting by far.
And specifically the airport property, right?
That is correct. And a couple properties that are sort of between the east edge of North Platte and the airport.
Okay.
Kind of the area that the former Western Engineering, it's now Kroll Company, sits on there. And the area that it's identified in the plan as the Erickson section, and it's kind of right there by the intersection of Newberry Access and Highway 30.
Okay.
So right in that vicinity.
Okay.
That area. And then, of course, the area that the airport proper sits on, which is the area south of Highway 30, basically to the edge of the river, and then the east edge of the airport, which is approximately a mile off to the east of the end of the large runway there. I don't think it's quite entirely a mile, but it's somewhere around a mile.
Okay.
There. So there's
roughly
a fence out there you can see. So it's annexing that area at the request of the airport authority.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they're doing it is, there's several reasons, but the airport is powered by city power. It's uses city sewer, uses city water. It's effectively it might as well be in the city. The city even owns some of the land that the airport sits on. So that's part of the reason. The other thing is the possibility for future economic growth on the airport. If you've been out that way for breakfast or lunch or dinner or something, you would have noticed that the Air National Guard is building a great big building out there in the East End.
They're making great progress
too. Which is going to be a nice addition to North Platte and probably some more visits by various military entities. So, and in the future, that may grow. Hard to say, but it's possible that it will grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Trigo Dugan Aviation has been doing some exciting things in their world, and they're looking at the possibility of expanding going forward. It's still up in the air as to how that will play out, but it could happen. And so we want to set anyone who's interested in economic growth in North Platte, anybody who wants to come here, anybody who wants to expand their business, we want to try to set them up for the best possible scenario.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're working on out there, and it's one of the main reasons the airport is being annexed. A lot of people think about annexation from the we're acquiring more land perspective and adding residents or adding space for residents or something along those lines. And I would say that's probably true in many cases. In this case, though, this is about economic growth.
Absolutely.
It's not so much growth of people. No one lives in the area that's being annexed.
This annexation is no population.
Correct.
Could not
correct.
Be population with the election year anyway. So.
That is correct. We would not normally be able to do this in a election year.
Mm-hmm. But since there's no population, it's completely prohibited.
That is
or not prohibited,
allowed.
But allowed. Yes.
That's correct. So that was probably the majority of last night's meeting. There was one other thing involving a water district, but it's a fairly typical
routine item.
Council. Yeah, exactly.
And so. The airport annexation discussion advanced on a vote of, was it 5-3, Mayor Kelleher? And that's advancing on the second reading, so one more would be required before it would be out of the council's hands and advance or be stopped, I guess, if the vote wasn't there.
That's correct. We'll vote on it again, or most likely a vote on it again on the 15th of March. Should be 2 weeks from last night. And there's a couple other overlay districts that are being discussed that are likely will go into play on the 15th March meeting as well. Those are overlay districts that will continue to allow hunting and fishing and things like that in the areas that are allowed to do it now.
So that what's being done at that area now could continue, even though it would be within city limits potentially.
That's correct. That's correct. And it seems like at this point, I had a conversation with Judy and Brent Berkland the other day about it. It seems like it's almost entirely worked out. There's a few more details, but I don't think no one seems to be disagreeing that we should not continue to allow those activities in those areas.
Would this have any impact on our police force? I don't think they do a lot of work at the airport as is, but technically that's not within their jurisdiction at this point. That would fall under the sheriff's jurisdiction, I believe.
That is correct, although the police are there from time to time.
Okay.
For various reasons. So there is some sort of arrangement between the airport and the police force, and they are called there from time to time. It would be an area that they need to patrol and respond to when an accident occurs, which is probably the most frequent issue for them in those areas.
And if there was a situation of dire urgence too, jurisdiction doesn't matter. And it's not like TV either. We've noticed between our sheriff, the state patrol even, and the North Platte Police Department, all law enforcement agencies locally work very well together, and jurisdiction kind of on the back burner the majority of times, it seems.
They really do work extremely well together. I'm not anticipating any issues. I think they all understand that we're in a relatively small area, and when you need people to help with something, as many people as they can take are going to show up.
Yeah, so. In today's world, nobody's ever fully staffed either. So
unfortunately,
you have
that's
to help out where you can help out no matter where you're at.
So. That is true.
Again, North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Was there anything else from the meeting you wanted to bring up, Mayor Kelleher?
That's about it from the meeting. I've spent a fair amount of time talking to folks who are interested in filling a couple of vacancies that are left by our new senator, Senator Jacobson's appointment, and of course he was the chairman of the CRA committee, the Community Redevelopment Authority.
For a number of years, I think dating back to the mid-90s, if memory serves correct?
I believe he's been the chair since its inception.
Really?
Or very close.
Okay.
One or the other. And then also, he left a spot on the Airport Authority. I believe he was the chairman of that board as well.
Yep, correct.
And so I'm working through identifying folks to fill those spots. And of course, the council will have to approve the appointments, and I'm hoping to have those on the agenda for approval on the 15th.
So tell us, when you're trying to fill just any vacancy, this is a big one, obviously, but when you're trying to fill any vacancy with an appointed position, what kind of individuals are you looking for, Mayor Kelleher?
Well, in most cases, I'm looking for someone who has some expertise in whatever the subject area is. So for example, if it's the tree board, you want people who are interested in trees.
Sure.
Or
and having
like
a master gardener on the board would be an added bonus too,
exactly,
potentially.
Exactly. And something along those lines, because that's where their interests lie. They're likely to contribute and not just a warm body, so
sure.
to speak. You don't want to do that.
And using one of your appointees as an example, I would look at Jeff Bain, your appointment to the Planning Commission, as an appraiser. Perfect role there, an individual that is an expert without a doubt to the Planning Commission, and that's a nice role, and he accommodates the Planning Commission very well.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mr. Bain's been a great addition, and I really appreciate his service. I think one of the other things you have to look for, particularly, is to try to get folks who don't have an inherent built-in conflict with the board that they're on.
Sure.
So, for example, you wouldn't want your CRA necessarily filled with five bankers sitting there, because
or five realtors, or
anything like that, because inherently many of them or multiple may have an interest conflict.
Sure. And having one or two of those individuals on the board would be great, but having five of them, yes, I understand.
Exactly.
And I completely agree.
And that's an extreme example. Of course, we would never do that. So,
sure.
So with this kit, with these particular appointments, I'm really searching hard for people who have some expertise in these areas,
mm-hmm.
and also don't have any conflicts, or have very few conflicts, or very marginal conflicts,
sure.
or something along the line. The fact of the matter is, we live in a relatively small community, so it's pretty hard to find somebody who may be two or three steps away from them, doesn't know somebody, or isn't related to somebody who mm-hmm. might have an interest in something. It's pretty hard to find that. So what you have to
do is... But as a recommending body, too, as the CRA often serves as, it's not as crucial, I guess, I would say.
That's true. I also try to find people who, like I said, are extremely knowledgeable on the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And what the CRA does for the community is it addresses all tax increment financing requests in short. And when the when an application comes to the CRA, I like to have a spread of expertise like we have there today.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got business people. We had a banker, and now we have Mr. Stefka, who's a realtor, longtime realtor. So he brings that expertise and
real estate expert.
Yep, and
without
we have
a doubt.
Mr. Lucas, Don Lucas, who is a businessman in town, longtime businessman. So he brings business expertise. We have Edie Patterson, also a very longtime business person,
mm-hmm.
has experience in many areas, and then we have Tim Brulette, who's an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a great span of expertise there, and it's my intent with all my appointments to try to expand and keep that expertise that we have on those boards, because all of our boards contribute to the community. We need smart, engaged people on those boards to help the town, regardless of what the decision is.
Mm-hmm.
Smart, engaged people will always be helpful to the community.
And perhaps most importantly, individuals that have a love and a passion for our great city, such as you and I do.
That's correct. And honestly, folks who aren't interested in or don't have that love or that have passion, or in many cases don't have the time, they're pretty good about saying, you know, this isn't for me right
mm-hmm.
now, or something like that. And I appreciate that, because everyone's in different stages of their life. If you've got four kids at home and you're trying to get them to soccer and softball and baseball and everything, you know, you may not have time to serve your community right now, but you might in 10 years.
Sure,
and
sure.
So we keep people on lists.
No, and if there's anybody out there that's interested in learning more about any appointment, not just CRA or Airport Authority, maybe they have a passion or an area that they feel that they're an expert, they can always apply to be on a variety of boards with the city's website, or they could shoot you an email or give you a call and have a conversation with you potentially directly.
That's correct. I think with regard to the CRA and the Airport Authority, I believe I've talked to close to 20 people in the past week.
Oh, wow.
So between the two boards. And that's by far more than I've had probably for any other positions in the past.
This is a big one, though. This is a big one, that's for sure. So
yep, it's highly important stuff.
Are you anticipating, Mayor Kelleher, that you'll have an announcement by the next council meeting on who you would like to appoint to that position?
That's my plan.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of important things in North going on North Platte. We can't sort of dilly-dally. And so I want to make sure we have it taken care of and someone identified to move forward. So.
And that would pend council approval as well?
Of course. The council has to approve the nomination.
And speaking of some of those big things going on throughout our community, last time you were on the program, we talked a little bit about the advancements with Sustainable Beef LLC. Has there been anything major changing on that front in the past couple of weeks, Mayor Kelleher?
As I understand it, the attorneys are still working out some of the details of the redevelopment contract. I have seen a version of it here recently, and it looked pretty good from my perspective. There were a couple things that I think were... Oh, there was one paragraph that didn't make sense in the contract, and I think it was inadvertently left in. it didn't fit the character of the contract.
Might have been overlooked for a moment.
Yeah, so I reached out to the attorney, and he said, oops, I think that was left in there accidentally. I'll get it removed and get you a different version. And so I received that version. I think it was sometime Monday night, and with being at the League of Municipalities the past couple of days, I haven't had a chance to review it, but I will this evening.
Oh, so. League of Municipalities was this week?
Yes, it was Monday and half of yesterday.
Awesome. So how did that go?
I think it went really well. There's always some great information there. As our former mayor, Dwight Livingston, is the past president of League Municipalities, so I was able to visit with he and his lovely wife, Rhonda, while we were there.
Wow. A couple of great individuals.
Exactly. Very, very nice people. And you meet a lot of people across the state. You realize that across Nebraska, many of us are facing the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in scale is a little different, but essentially the same problems. And I make a point when I go to conferences, my wife taught me this, but I pick out some people who I probably would have no reason to go and introduce myself to, and I walk up and I introduce myself and strike up a conversation.
That's cool. Very good practice we should all try to put into play.
It is, and you meet some interesting people with interesting perspectives, and quite accidentally, I walked up to a gentleman named, and I don't remember his last name, but his first name is Thomas, and he was the representative there for the mayor of Omaha.
Oh, cool.
And just a wonderful person, very bright, very, very well-spoken, and I really enjoyed talking to him. We didn't get into any deep conversations. We just kind of chatted a little bit, but I really enjoyed talking to him. And it's making those connections that help make our world successful, whether it's across the state or just in your community. Get out and say hi to people. Be friendly. You're going to learn something about somebody, and it's really the secret to progress.
It's the Nebraska way, and it's what we do here in North Platte as well, as that canteen spirit is known worldwide and alive and well today, thanks be to God.
Exactly. and not you're not going to enjoy everyone you meet, and they may not enjoy you, but they may think you're a little crazy. I'm sure.
How boring would our world be if we all got along?
I think so. One of the folks I walked up to yesterday, I'm pretty sure, is wondering if I was on my medication or something like that. But
now, are you?
I don't take any medication except an allergy pill. So I'm technically yes, but I don't take any meds. But I think it just so struck him that somebody would come up and just strike up a conversation. And but it was fine.
We need more of it in our world. That's why.
Exactly. It's those connections that make our world a better place.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, as we prepare to wrap up this morning, I want to note that it's a big election year, and the filing deadline, I believe, was 5 o'clock local time yesterday throughout the state.
That is correct. I had the occasion to talk to Rebecca over in the election office yesterday, and she did confirm it was 5 o'clock yesterday. So.
She's one of the busiest individuals you're going to find throughout the state this
time
of the year.
She is, but boy, she does a tremendous job for
us.
Yes. And just works really hard to try to make sure everything is right. And
blessed to have her.
That's fantastic. So, yeah, I printed out kind of a list here of everyone at least that was on the website as of, I thought I printed it about 7 this morning. And I think it, as far as I know, it includes all the local folks who are running here. At least for a local office, even it's we've got a lot of engagement in the school board. Boy,
yes.
Look at that.
That's great to see. That's not something that is typically done, but it's great to see that there are so many individuals that have passion and are willing to step out and run for office. And as you know, perhaps better than anybody, it's not easy to put yourself on the line like that.
That's right. It takes a lot of work and a lot of study. And I think Ward 1 has 3 folks running. Ward 2, if this is the school board, has 2, and Ward 3 has 4.
Yes.
I had 6 at one point, so I'm still ahead of that game, I think.
Yeah,
and let's see.
A full ballot.
Yeah, with council, let's see. It looks like Mr. Nisley's running unopposed in Ward 1, and there's 2 folks running in Ward 2, including the incumbent. Ward 3, there are 2 folks, including the incumbent. And Ward 4, there are 2 folks, including the incumbent. And then Airport Authority, we have 3 registered right now. And let's see, county commissioner, looks like we have 3 in district number 2, and looks like district number 3, Michaela, oh boy.
Wooler,
that's yep. what I was going to, okay, is running unopposed at this point.
Yes, so. An appointee to the commission, so that's a very right. unique position where she's on the ballot for the first time, but yet an incumbent.
That's right, and she's one of those, she walked up to me and introduced herself one day
at a
function.
Awesome.
Yeah,
she's a great person.
Yeah, I really enjoyed our conversation, and we talked about how we might work together on some things in the future, so I'm excited about that. So.
Congratulations to everybody that's filed. Wish them all the best of luck on the campaign trail, and it's going to be an interesting election cycle, but all the city races, we won't see any of the City of North Platte races on the upcoming ballot due to only 2 individuals being on each of the ward races, so that'll be in November. But I believe, will we see some of the Airport Authority individuals on the May ballot, I think?
I believe so.
I don't remember how that works for the Airport Authority, so I might have to ask Becky.
Yeah, we'll see.
She'll know, but time will tell. Time will tell. Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, it's going to be a gorgeous day. Get outside and enjoy it before the snow hits.
Yes, take in some of our wonderful parks throughout the city.
Exactly, and if you're someone who prays, offer a little prayer for the folks in Ukraine right now. They're in a very tough situation. Of course, it's the beginning of Lent, so enjoy Lent to the degree that you enjoy Lent.
Absolutely.
What did you give up this year?
Well, I'm trying to take more on. So I'm trying to take more on at church. And
you're going the other way.
Yeah,
okay, good for you.
Yeah, I might try to give some things up. I'll pray about that a little bit throughout the day, but trying to take some more things on this year personally.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Mayor Kelleher, if there's any of your City of North Platte constituents that want to get in contact with you to discuss any city issues, how can they do so?
Best way to do it is to call City Hall. You can get right to my voicemail. I get it. I don't know, probably a couple messages every week from different folks. Sometimes I need to call them back. Sometimes I don't. They just want to offer their opinion. You can go on the city website, fill out the form, and it comes right into my email. And I look at that. And again, sometimes they warrant a response and sometimes they don't. And I'm usually pretty good about responding fairly quickly.
And folks can always shoot you an email too if they have something just quick.
Yes, they're welcome to do that. And those are the 2 best ways to catch me.
Awesome. Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you in the studio again in 2 weeks.
Yes, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for having me.